continuing the laws of Hanukkah. Tomorrow, I shouldn't say tomorrow night, tomorrow afternoon we'll be lighting the menorah, really the Chanukiah as it's really supposed to be called, before the general time, what a person is supposed to do during the week, which is by Seta Kachavim, after the stars have gone out. Of course, because it's Shabbos, we have to light while it's still in the afternoon, before Shabbos begins. The question is, what comes first? Do we first light the Chanukiah or the Shabbos candles? Now, hopefully not confusing anyone, without knowing the halacha, it would be most logical to say, incorrectly, that we should light the Shabbos candles first. After all, based on the principle of Tadeh V'Sheinu Tadeh Tadeh Kodeh, that when you have two things, we always do that which is more common, the thing which happens more often, which of course, Shabbos comes about approximately, I guess exactly, every week. So therefore, you would think that that's what should be done first. However, says the Mechaber that Be'erev Shabbos Madlikin Ner Chanukah Tchila. Of course, the halacha is that one should light the Chanukiah first, V'achar Kach Ner Shabbos, and only afterwards should one light their Shabbos candles. And the Mishnah Berurah discusses the reason for this halacha. He says, K'dei Lotzeis Das D'yesh Omrim, the reason why we should first light the Chanukiah before the candles of the Shabbos is because there are those that say, D'i Yadlik Shel Shabbos T'chila, that if a person would have lit already the Shabbos candles, then Kibli L'Shabbos, you've already then, by lighting the Shabbos candles, you've accepted the Shabbos upon yourself, even though it's not Shkia yet. V'Isdar Lehem Malacha. And therefore, once you light the Shabbos candles, you can no longer do Malacha. And of course, one of the Malachos is kindling a flame. Therefore, you wouldn't be allowed to light the Chanukiah afterwards. Not everyone holds like this. This is the general principle. The Taz states this. Of a Rov Poskim, the majority of the opinions, Cholkin al Zeh, they're lenient. V'Sviru who they hold, the Lo Talia Kabbal Shabbos B'Hadalachas Aner. That just because a person lights the Shabbos candles, that doesn't mean you've necessarily accepted Shabbos upon yourself. Yalkin, therefore, he says, the im hidlik shel Shabbos, v'lo kibul Shabbos, v'mach Shabto. Let's say you forgot the halacha. Tomorrow afternoon, for some reason, you made a mistake and you lit the Shabbos candles before you lit the Chanukiah. Since when you lit the Shabbos candles, you probably, hopefully, had in mind, you remember that Chanukah is in a few moments, and therefore you had to then light the Chanukiah. You probably did not have in mind to accept the Shabbos. Therefore, yochel hadlik achar kach. Therefore, a person is allowed to light the Chanukiah afterwards. V'chol zeh continues these words of the Mishnah Berurah. He says the only time we really apply this is be'ish hamadlik. When it comes to a man who inadvertently lit the Shabbos candles first. Because when a man lights the Shabbos candles, because men and as well as women, men also have the obligation to light Shabbos candles. But if a woman does it on your behalf, then they fulfill the mitzvah for you. But we also have an obligation to make sure Shabbos candles are lit. But when a man lights the Shabbos candles, if they ever do so, they're not accepting the Shabbos upon themselves, necessarily, unless they had that in mind. Avol isha hamadlekes, when it comes to a woman, when it comes to them lighting the Shabbos candles, kivan shehaminhag, shenestama mekabel Shabbos b'hadlakata. Generally speaking, we say that when a woman lights the Shabbos candles, that is her being mekabel Shabbos, that's her accepting upon herself not to do any more malacha. Im kein, therefore, if a woman would have been the one that lit the Shabbos candles, and she did not herself light the Chanukiah yet, lo tadlik shuv shel Chanukah, then she should not light the Chanukiah afterwards. Elotomer l'achol hadlik. She should therefore instead ask someone else to light on her behalf, and she will listen, and by answering amen, she will fulfill the mitzvah of Hadlakas Neros. So that's Hadlaka of Chanukah. So that's what the Mishnah Berurah tells us. But of course, we don't want to make this mistake. Therefore, tomorrow, we're going to make sure to first light our Chanukiah, and then only afterwards, lighting the Shabbos candles. The Ramah continues and tells us, when exactly does a person light? When you light tomorrow, as well as also the eighth day of Hanukkah, because this is very unusual that it happens to be this year, we have not just one Shabbos Hanukkah, but there's two. The first and the eighth day are both Shabbos. We say the same bracha as we normally would, tomorrow being the first night, three brachos, following saying two, the first two not saying Shechianu. Afal pi shemadlikin b'oda yom gadol. Even though you're still lighting, while it's still day, it's still sunny and shining outside, you can still say the brachos as such. The Mishnah Berurah tells us, when is the earliest time tomorrow to light the Chanukiah? It says, V'davka achar plag hamincha. A person should only light the Chanukiah after this time called plag hamincha, half of mincha, which is referring to mincha gedola. So on a perfect day of 6 a.m. to 6 p.m., which sunset, of course, is not 6 p.m., but if that would be the case, Shusha Revi'a Kodem Laila, which is an hour and a quarter before the nighttime, which would be, in that perfect example, 4:45 p.m. For us, it would be approximately an hour before Shkia, an hour before sunset. Kvar Kasavnu, so that's the time when a person is allowed to light. Because there are opinions that at that point a person can daven mincha before, and immediately afterwards daven marv, like we do in the summer. That we accept Shabbos, and we daven mariv, and we walk out of shul, and it's the light out. Because we at least daven mariv after plag hamincha. Ukvar Kasavnu v'shem Achronim, it's also written, one last thought before we stop, in the names of the Achronim, that Tzarech Litin Bo Shemen Ad Sheyidla Chatisha Acher Setzah Kechavim. Now on a Tuesday, this upcoming Tuesday when we're lighting the Chanukiah, you don't light in the afternoon, you're going to light after it's already dark, after the stars have come out. So from that point on, you only have to have the menorah lit for 30 minutes. However, on tomorrow's lighting, as well as on the eighth night, we have to make sure that there is extra oil in our Chanukiah so that it will continue to burn as we light it in the afternoon, as it begins to get twilight, as it's now the stars eventually set and come out, and then 30 minutes beyond that. V'chein b'madlik neros. So too, if one doesn't use olive oil, you have to make sure that the candles that you use are larger than the typical candles that we buy, the colorful ones. Which is an interesting trivia question that one asks, is how many candles one uses throughout the entire Hanukkah, and the answer is 44. That's the reason why those colorful boxes, there's exactly 44 candles. But one should hopefully have candles left over if they use that box, because you're not supposed to use those little candles on Erev Shabbos, because those candles will not last that long. Therefore, a person who wishes to use candles has to make sure to use larger ones so that they'll continue to burn beyond 30 minutes after the stars have gone out, say to Kachavim. Vim ein lo kol kach shemen v'neres gedolos. You're a few minutes before Shabbos and you don't have those candles. You don't have large candles. You don't have enough on the eighth night, let's say, which would be next week. And you don't have so many candles, so what are you supposed to do? Maybe you only have one or two. So the Mishnah Berurah tells us, Yu'al kol panim achas mihem shenehe delekes hashir hazeh. The lighting, as we do, one and progressively getting more, is only mehadim and mehadrim. To fulfill one's mitzvah, the very basic, is to light one candle every single night. And therefore, if a person would come across that on Erev Shabbos, they only have these little candles and maybe one big candle, at least make sure to light that also, that one big candle, so that this way at least you'll fulfill the mitzvah with that one candle. But of course, just as we have to be careful starting tomorrow afternoon, that we first will light the Chanukiah, and then only afterwards the Shabbos candles, we're also going to make sure that we use larger, big enough candles or oil to make sure that it will burn beyond 30 minutes past Seitz Chachavim. Mechananam, 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 Mechananam,